Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
On this beautiful sunny morning and settling in. We are here, as we are each month, to share and explore on these topics of sacred sexuality, consciousness, love, connection, awareness, things that sometimes have edges that we don't want to talk about, things that get hidden in the shadows or the depths. And this is about bringing that out and talking about revealing, connecting with these facets of ourselves that are real and important, and allowing them to come out of the shadows. So these topics, including what is sacred sexuality, stories of my own path, and exploring and connecting with your body and the world and other bodies, are really all the nature of what we explore each month. And what we're going to do for that to begin today is to settle in for a few breaths to connect with our own body. So I invite you, as you find a place that you're connecting with this program, whether it be standing, seated, lying down, to take a moment, invite a breath. Invite an exhale with some sound. Notice how it feels in your body as you vibrate with sound. As you feel hum, vibration. And notice the quality of creating sound in your body. Where does it emerge from? How does it move? What sensations emerge as you give yourself permission to make sound when you breathe? And allow your awareness to drop into your belly, pelvis, pelvic floor, genitals, anus, rectum, buttocks. Settling in to feeling deep in the body, something we don't often let ourselves do, as a sense of why not? Why not be here deeply in our body, bringing our awareness within? Remembering our body as a safe place. As a place of connection with beyond, with divine, with spirit. This path of sacred sexuality, to me, being one of bringing spirit into matter, the divine into form, consciousness into form, allowing ourselves to make the connection that what is spiritual, intentional, divine, can't be separated from the physical, sexual form, finite. They are connected. And allowing ourselves to open, to feel that connection that's there always. And from a place dropped in, wide, noticing your belly, your midline, your body, taking a moment to call, beloved lover earth, help me to connect my body, my womb to your womb, my dantian, my lower center, allowing my body to connect to you and help. Please come in to light me up, to feel. Thank you, thank you, thank you, mother. Thank you, earth. Thank you, lover earth. And thank you, Divine, Heavens, Creator, the above, letting yourself expand to feel that infinite awareness of, we are connected beyond the physical. I'm feeling deep gratitude for that connection, allowing and opening and receiving that into the body. And with a breath of gratitude, gently widening your awareness, allow yourself to feel the space you're in, come back into the visual realms, and simply be here now. Yay! So today's topic, as I was sitting with, like, what are we exploring today? Okay, universe, tell me what I'm supposed to be bringing through and offering. And quite frankly, it's been a bit of a tough stretch for me. I've been sick. I've had a couple of months of some of the most intensely, my old self would call them hectic or busy. I'll call it focused with so much that I couldn't look past like each hour. And just being really with the fullness of what the past few months have been. And then, you know, crashing a bit and feeling down and feeling ill and feeling not comfy and noticing how that's impacted my overall energetics and wellness and being, and really noticing as it's been affecting, for example, my sex drive, sex libido. So the topic for today that I want to bring in is literally one word, sex. Like, what's it like to meet sex in this path of sacred sexuality? That as a life path, which we've explored a lot in these episodes, that sacred sexuality is one of allowing and inviting ourselves to reconnect with the power within our bodies and trust our bodies and bring that into the world. And to me, it's a big part of just operating and existing on this planet. And it's not only about sex, like the in the bedroom sex thing that we normally talk about when we talk about sex, which has a whole variety of definitions all on its own, what sex means to different people. And yet, you know, in this path, sex is a part of it. And what I realized was this morning as I woke up, I had, as I often will do, sort of check in with dream time and the spirit world on what topic is meant to come through today. And often I'll get this answer, and sometimes it comes through in dream space or in the knowing space, and it was really clear. And today I'm just like, yeah, I had these really vibrant dreams, and yet they didn't feel at all connected with something that I was meant to offer as a topic for today. And so I'm like, you know, it's kind of crabby and feeling grumpy about it. And I get up and I have some morning things I need to do, and I get those done, and I find myself in a space where I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Right? I am circling around the topic that is right there, which is sex. Like, here I am grumpy and crabby, not feeling so great, coming off of not feeling well at all, although I am finally, thank goodness, feeling better overall, but just feeling this sort of low space. And I'm like, sweetie, you need to have sex. So I gave myself the invitation to go up and reconnect with my love, my partner, who was still sleeping, sort of, in this liminal wake-up space. And I came back upstairs and said, I have a research assignment that I feel like I need to complete, which is, I am feeling like, and I think I need to have sex to just, like, explore what's it like to reconnect and feel and maybe then get a topic for today, right? So I'm still thinking it has to do with this topic. And yet what unfolds is the very nature of me realizing that sex and sexuality are so important in my life that even when I feel like I'm feeling disconnected from them, if I feel like my libido is low, if I feel like, you know, my drive isn't there, we've talked about this before, what I call this balance of sex drive and sex awe, that sex can really come from and emerge from a place of a sweet, relaxing, allowing the body to open, allowing parasympathetic nervous system, yes. And so for me, even though I wasn't feeling a direct drive, there was this part of me that's like, I need to let my body open to sexual currents and to energy and to love and connection. And I want to explore that. And, you know, I can make a choice. I can explore that on my own. This doesn't have to be about connecting with a partner. And I share about the paths, you know, the solo paths of cultivation in this practice often. And yet today, what I want to share a little bit about is there are times when we have connected with a partner, when we're sharing with a partner. And there are times for me where that's a super important part of my own personal journey. And so to be able to like crawl back upstairs and climb back into bed and crawl, you know, like kind of snuggle my body against my partner and feel him respond and feel like, yes, you know, even though I'm not overtly feeling this huge drive, that inviting myself to be in my sexualness, you know, however that might emerge, I didn't know what this was going to look like. You know, I just thought, I need to let myself explore. And I just, and I did. And so I let myself come into this really sweet body place, allowing our naked bodies to come together and to feel each other and to breathe together and to allow the energy that was present to start to emerge and flow. And as we did this, you know, in his excitement of like, yay, you know, as I'm kind of climbing on top of him and saying, yes, we have to explore for scientific research because I need to see how this thing is, you know, and it just, it was kind of like the geeks in us or the geeks in me for sure going, yeah, you know, let's just see where this goes. And then noticing where my body took it. And that was really cool to just let myself witness how my body could respond when given the opportunity, but not forced it. You know, it wasn't like I was like, I have to go do this thing, or I must, you know, I must have intercourse, or it was more, I want to listen to my body. I acknowledge the power of sexual energy moving through me, even though in the moment, at the beginning, I didn't see how, you know, where that drive and that charge was going to come from. It wasn't as overt. You know, it wasn't the times I've had where I'll feel really horny, so to speak, or this high libido drive that I've talked about, where it's like, it's clear. Okay, I have a drive. Let's explore this. Let, you know, and like the energy is right there and it's present and becomes something that can actually drive the moment, right? That's why we call it sex drive. It's a driver. And what I was instead inviting was this soft space of, can I maybe meet my lover and invite us together to explore the journey of energy through our bodies. And it was exquisite. And we opened up into a lot of physical terrain that opened a lot more things. And one in particular, so as we're exploring this topic of sex, right, one of the things in sex that I've found in the nature of connecting with bodies is one of the things that opened up today was the connection through breast and heart space and nipple space that sometimes I think that gets overlooked. I know sometimes I sort of skim past it fast, and depending if I'm in a real drive place, I'll tend to skip right by it. And this, since I was in a softer place, it's almost like my body said, I need to invite you here. And it was from this heart love space where I could relax and soften and allow the energy to move through breasts and nipples as a pathway, as a subtle, so it was quite a subtle energetic space, and my lover's mouth against my nipples that was, and fingers that, and often in years past, I haven't really wanted nipple contact, but this place that has opened up over some years of letting myself reconnect with and my journey of what I'll call a nipple awakening that happened some years ago, that opened up this flow or this pathway, meant that there was a capacity to meet the subtle body current in my body at my nipples and breasts that even I, you know, it was because I was in a slower place this morning. It was because I was in this place that I could like just drop in. I could really feel this wide, expansive place as he was in contact with, very gently at my nipples, with fingertips, with mouth, with tongue, that this wide, energetic, like pulsing spread out. You know, our hearts are amazing. Like the heart center, the heart space is the, can be this really wide and soft sphere of joy that for me, as we met it and allowed my heart to open and soften, it kind of warmed the rest of my body. And there was this exquisite shift down through my torso and into my belly and into my yoni where I could feel and allow body to open. So again, without that drive that I've had in the past, in the moment anyway, I had to let my body open to receive. It wasn't about driving into sexual energy. It was opening. And that opening place in my yoni, like it's like she, you know, our yonis, oh my gosh, the sacred temple of the body. It is this deep, exquisite, you know, when I use the term yoni, sacred space in Sanskrit is what that means. And so it's how I honor the female body's yoni temple or the womb space, the vagina. I use it very wide. It's like the whole genital area, the vagina, the uterus, it's the whole womb space. So it's very wide and inviting and I believe really compassionate and loving kind of term that helps me shift my awareness to my body too when I go, wow, this is my yoni. Like this is sacred space. And that sacred space can be intense and fun and, you know, and driven as well. So it's both, but it's also, you know, acknowledging the beauty of this sacred temple as like the flower opening to receive my lover. And so what I felt quite literally physically were my vulva and the outer lips and labia starting to open and to feel my yoni going, yes, the physicality of readiness was beginning. And so, you know, before there's in the physical way that our body responds, the vagina is kind of closed and the labia, the outer labia, the vulva are, you know, kind of closed around the opening to the vagina. And so there's, and it's sort of the resting state. That was where I was. And as we opened through my heart, my yoni and the physical layers of the sort of opening to my yoni were starting to open and soften and get warm and moist and, you know, all of these ways that our body responds sexually. So acknowledging our sexual response, like that's a real part of our physicality. And so I could feel and just feel how like that was happening and opening to receive my lover. And he was, of course, responding as well, where I could feel the pressure of him lengthening and getting harder. His lingam, the word for wand of light in Sanskrit, and how, to me, what an honoring term for the word, for penis, for cock, for however other way we may relate to it, which I use those words too, different energy for different times. Sometimes I, you know, the word cock is what needs to come out. That's just exactly the energy of the moment. And sometimes I refer to it as lingam. So lingam and yoni, as we're working with this quality of opening to sexual energy in a space where it was like allowing myself to invite it, like recognizing the importance of sex and of sexuality and of feeling sexually connected, that in my well-being, in my path of opening to guidance, that that's a really important part of who I am. And I believe who, you know, how we all, if we choose, if it feels good and if we want that, can explore that as a path, exploring sexual energy as a journey through life, as a journey of confidence and of, wow, this is, how am I going to feel for my day Can I reset my day to look differently if I wake up and feel cranky? You know, and yeah, actually we can. We can make choices. And that's, to me, a big part of what our sexual energy is about: choice and power and reconnection with who we are and our body, and trusting the energies of our body. So with that, let's take a short break and we'll come back to continue on today's topic of sex.
You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2017, and you are listening to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to talk with Leslie live on the air, give us a call. The number is 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
My love, this is so beautiful, sharing on this topic. So as we continue, I do encourage, if you have questions, reach out, ask them, you know, whether that's today on this call, and you can call in, as you heard, and join us live, or, you know, reach out in other ways. My website, there's a way to send me an email there, various places in other realms of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, ways to reach out and let yourself, you know, put the questions out there. I welcome getting topics and explorations for what is of interest, where do we want to go, what is intriguing you in the realm of sacred sexuality, in the path of our sex and consciousness, and sometimes even the realm that, you know, we explore in sexuality that we think, oh, that's different. You know, BDSM, kink, fetish, all of these are beautiful facets of how we express in our sexuality. And all of them can be held with that sort of intentional space of choice and consent and opening into pleasure and joy and letting ourselves feel good about feeling good. And, you know, yes, 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 and. So letting yourself be who you are and ask questions, or just offer if there's something that you want to, you know, hear more expanded on or share in the conversation with, please reach out and do that. So back to our topic today of sex on sacred sexuality, of exploring that, yes, in this path, this beautiful path that is a life journey, that is, as you know, as the ancient priestesses that I feel very connected to, as one, as part of this experience in this lifetime, as remembering that in other lifetimes, and as the priestesses in the temples in Egypt and in other areas on this planet, what we offered is not only guidance in sex in the bedroom, sex and sexuality, but life, you know, connecting with what is, how can we find and connect with health and balance, food choices, self-care, raising families, being householders. That's a part of what we're doing, what I am certainly doing on this planet in this lifetime, is I'm not in a purely monastic role, right? In the spiritual role of being, you know, in what I'll call sort of the oming on the side of the mountain, which sounds joyful to me in many ways. And then I recognize my calling is like, no, you, honey, you don't get to just go do that. And not to, I really want to underscore, I'm not downing that path. It's a powerful one. And it's a very real way of connecting the spirit. And those that feel called, I don't mean to undermine at all. I'm acknowledging that that is a path. And there are other paths, and paths of the body, and the paths of connecting through being in the 3D world, through being a householder, being connected with, acknowledging and managing life and community and family, that's all a part of my journey, certainly, and many of us, you know, many of us, I believe, listening in, this is, you know, our path of spirituality can feel daunting in some ways when we're swirled around in the day-to-day world of life and going to work and, you know, making a living and raising a family and doing all the things that balance a household and negotiate and navigate that realm. Often can feel like it has to be separate. Like, oh, you know, I'm not allowed to be a sexual being or to even be a spiritual being or any of these qualities when I'm out doing X, Y, or Z, but I have to make that a compartment part of myself over here in this part of my world, you know, and I acknowledge I've felt that very strongly in my past and I still tap into that, but I've also let myself find the ways that I can connect with what feels safe and good for me, what's the container I need to hold so that I can let go of some of those shields, which to me were some of the compartments were all about, were shields like, oh, well, I can't be who I am in this environment at work, for example, so I better just put up the walls and be somebody else. And instead, could I let down, you know, find the safe way, what's the container I need? You know, what do I need to hold so that I feel good and important and safe and whole in my who I am? And then from there, I can navigate either making a change or just, you know, shifting how I relate in these areas and letting myself come back to me. And that's been a huge part of my personal journey as I left corporate engineering that I was in for 15 years. In a very, what I call, corporate heteronormative path, 15 years of the corporate engineering world. But that was after, you know, a couple of decades of growing up in school and bachelor's and master's in mechanical engineering so that I could step off into that successful corporate arena. And I did, and I did it well, and I was driven. So, you know, there's that word drive again. I remember driving myself quite strongly through all of that. Self-propelled, totally like, yep, I want to do this. And I did it and I did it well. And then there was this awakening, this point where the universe said, oh, honey, you don't get to just do this harshly. And this, you know, you can't just grip the reins of life and force it to go where you think you're going to force it to go. Part of this journey is letting go. And I got that as a very visceral body message as I was negotiating pregnancy and birth of my daughter, which was so delightful. I wanted so desperately to have a child come into this world, and she did. But at first, we weren't getting pregnant, and it was a really tough journey of fertility and all of the emotional and physical pieces of that. So as that all cracked open and woke up, I've talked about a little bit before, is I could start to recognize and let myself feel again, and that feeling and that reconnection with that coming home into my body, the thing where I felt an awareness where sometimes I'd be, you know, almost like off to the left of where I am looking in to now go, no, I'm right here within my own being, and to let myself reconnect with that and to reconnect then with sex in the physical sense from these new lenses. So my sex life, had I been asked back way back in that day, I would have said, yeah, I like sex and it's a good sex life. And yet what I learned as I started listening to my body was that there was so much more. So it's what I call yes and. Yes, you know, yes, I enjoyed sex and I had a good sex life. But I only knew orgasm in one way, you know, very physically speaking, it was very clitorally stimulated, legs down and pressed together, often clothes even on was probably an easier way for me to reach orgasm, rubbing externally, clitorally, there's a whole internal clitoris too, we talked about it before and we could come back to another time, but this idea of driving from a very clenched inward and upward place was all I knew about orgasm, and by my own hand. I couldn't let go with a partner. If I was with a partner, it had to still be my own hand, and that was really rare to actually touch my body with somebody with me because I carried so much guilt and shame about that. which is a part of what releasing and coming back to remembering my body has been a journey of, to go, you know, it's okay to feel pleasure and to guide myself in pleasure with someone present. It's beautiful and wonderful and can be a joy and a gift to share actually with someone. So knowing that that's where I was for decades, then as I listened to my body and as I started to open to reconnect with feeling again and letting go of the walls and the shields and the armor that I had been building for so many years, I did a lot of building, that is what let this more subtle awareness start to open. And I'm grateful so that now when I am in a place where my drive, so to speak, feels low, I can still trust myself to let go into connection or into feeling my sexual energy without the pressure that I used to give myself, which was it had to be about drive and rubbing and friction and you know, like friction-based, goal-oriented sex, which is what I knew for years. And so And that's not bad. Like, don't get me wrong. We're talking yes and again, right? So friction-based, goal-oriented sex can feel really good. It can be releasing. It feels really nice maybe to have that tension release or the orgasmic release that can come with that type of physical sex. And I enjoyed that when I was exploring that. And, so yes and. Yes, we can enjoy facets of our sexuality as we are, and we can open into new possibilities if we choose. And again, no pressure. This isn't about having to change something. When it's feeling really wonderful and good, great. And when it's like, yes, I know there's more. Yes, I feel this deep in the belly of my being. I can tell, I know there's got to be more to sexuality than what I know. Which is what was happening for me, like something, there's got to be something. And that's what this call like came forth, being pulled from my belly, my womb, drawing me into the path of sacred sexuality that said, you've got to see that there's more. Yes, and yes, you're feeling good, and let's go. There's more to be seen. So, you know, fast forward then back to this morning's experience. This capacity for myself to go, you know, here I am feeling, oh, okay, low sex drive or a little low libido, been sick, I haven't, you know, a couple months of really hectic stuff. Okay, I could be pouty about that and kind of like, and just like, I don't feel like having sex. And I've done that. Or I could go, oh, but I could explore what's it like to open to some sexual energy and just see. And so giving myself permission to do that and then to meet my partner who's holding that with me and saying, yes, love, yes. And together, he's now touching and connecting with breasts and nipples and I feel my heart swell open and I feel that warm my yoni open and flower and receive. Now I'm rubbing and connecting with him and feeling this energetic pathway that's opening, this subtle body pathway that's opening through my body that is so subtle. But when I can meet that subtle, so by subtle, I mean it a couple different ways. Subtle doesn't just mean so quiet you can't hardly see it. That's the way I think sometimes we get the definition of subtle. Subtle can be profound and big and wide and energetically juicy. And it's not as physical. So what I mean by subtle body or energetic body is that these are pathways that aren't maybe the ones we're used to in the physical form. This comes back to being an infinite being in finite form, that there are facets of our energetic bodies that exist that we can't put our, you know, put our hands on, so to speak, or put our finger on and touch and negotiate. Like you could, you know, I could put my hand around my wrist right now or I could touch and press my thumb into the palm of my hand. Those are physical body experiences, and I can feel those physically. But the energetics, the subtle body experience, is something that is also there. So as my thumb is resting against that heart center of my palm, I feel this warmth, actually. So if I slow down to meet that, instead of just, oh yeah, my thumb's pressing in my palm, but I go into a softer place and go, oh, yeah, I feel actually this warmth at my palm. I feel a bit of a movement pulsation, a little bit of a spiral that's spreading. And as it's spreading, it's spiraling open. I can feel it start to... So my physical thumb, mind you, is staying still on the palm of my hand. But the palm of my hand that's receiving my physical thumb's contact, the energetics I can feel through that is widening. It's spiraling out. I can feel it swirl and start to tingle out through my fingertips even, so that now I feel on the palm of the hand, out the fingers of that palm, I'm feeling a tingle, a pulse, a buzz out through the fingertips of that hand. That's what I mean by subtle body awareness. So yes, it is something that we can easily skim by, because we're like, I got my thumb on my palm of my hand, so we just skim by it. Well, clearly it's just this thing. But if we stop and listen and drop in and slow down, slowing way down, we can notice that there's more. And it's part of that more, the yes and that I'm talking about, where we can go, yeah, oh my gosh, this is what it's like to feel alive. Like, yes, I can begin to remember myself as a light being. We all are, not just me. I'm using me as an example. We all are light beings. We all are energetic beings. When we choose to remember that and remember that connection to who we are, remember that we are alive and energetic. Just even as I'm saying this right now, I can feel the tingles coming up through my body, out, spraying out through my nipples and coming across my back as if almost wings are spreading across my shoulder blades. That remembering that we are more than this physical form. That, yes, and. Sex is yes and. Yes, it's the physical. Yes, I'm feeling my lover's fingers against my nipples and his mouth on my breasts. And I'm feeling this expansive, wide, tingling sensation of ecstatic currents that pour through my body, open my yoni, and now I feel him connecting at my genitals so I can feel his lingam in my yoni. He isn't even inside me yet in this story. I'm still resting. I'm sitting on top of him. My yoni is pressing against his lingam, like on the outside, but he hasn't penetrated me. And this is powerful because he has penetrated me energetically, just not physically yet. And sure enough, as we meet that and we meet the experience of the energetics flowing through my body and through his, I'm speaking from my experiences to honor his as his. So he could share at some point his experience of the energetics flowing through his body or elsewise, whatever. But mine, I'm experiencing this. He's holding space with it. He's moving it with me. He's driving. We find a place where it is time, and we consciously make a choice that his penis enters into my yoni, his lingam into my yoni. And we feel that as a conscious yes, coming together to go, it's time. But there is a ton of ready, like my yoni is saying, okay, yes, mate, you know, yes, yes, but not quite yes, right? So we're listening, and I'm checking in, and we're just being with it for a long time before we're even meeting the question of, are we ready for this penetrative place? So as we do now meet this penetrative place, and we start to feel him inside me, oh my gosh. You know, there's the power of him energetically penetrating me from before, and of the flow out and up through my nipples and the wideness of my heart that's warming in the yoni, and all of this is starting to happen at a very subtle body place. Now, as he meets me physically inside, there's so much more subtly that can happen, because now we have the contact of skin to skin, my love, my deep lover, partner of mine, he's my life partner, we're fluid bonded. We don't use a physical barrier during our sexual connection between he and I. As we're connecting with other people, we would use a barrier. That's a question and a topic for another day, polyamory. So, but the idea of here in this moment, now we've made the choice, we have met skin to skin and feeling the energetic sensation of what's that like to notice and connect. You know, so I was just describing an example of the thumb and the palm of my hand. Imagine now the lingam inside my yoni against my G-spot or deeper in at my cervix, feeling the connection, feeling the energetic spread of, yes, a circuit being made, of the connection being made as he's inside me. This can happen with little or no physical movement at all. You know, so sex, again, back to friction-based, genital-led sort of peak experience sex that I described before, that was all I knew before. It was all about, okay, how do we, it's all about readiness to get inside me. Now get inside me, now stroke and stroke and stroke and stroke until there's a release and then we're done. Again, yummy and fun and great. Yes, and, but it can be different. Yes, and it can look different. So what's it like to slow down and to listen and to draw the energy a little differently and to let it follow it? And what's it like to, as we follow it, go, yes, and, you know, and now we're slowing down, we're listening, we've felt the subtle body places, something opens a little bit differently, and now an intensity does build, and now there is a lot of stroking, and now there is a lot of movement and physicality, and now he's meeting me and seeing me, and our eyes are connected, and he's meeting me, and this energy is building, and it's powerful, and it's strong, and we are connected, physical body connected, energetic bodies, we have harmonized, we're seeing each other, our energy bodies are connected, our eyes are connected. And it gets so big that for me, it gets scary. So it's like, this is, we're building, now maybe I'm even touching my own body to support the building that I'm feeling. But as I do, and as I start to feel the bigness of this, I can feel my body start to contract. There's a bit of a arch in my back, which shifts the energy flow a little bit from when I'm rounded in my back, and it can flow differently. And it's just different. There aren't right or wrongs. But I'm noticing my body clench. Like it's getting bigger. It's feeling bigger. Together, we're rising this energy. We're building it. And I'm feeling my body clench. And I'm feeling a tension at the back of my head. And this will be at different places. So for me, I've felt different places as I'm listening to my body and working with sex and sexuality as a way to listen to my body and enjoy my connection with my partner and my own self. I'm feeling now this tightness, almost a headachy experience happening at my occiput, this lower place at the back of my head, which happens to be the place most recently that I've been working with in my body. So sometimes that spot has been different places. I've felt this similar tension in my solar plexus. I've felt it in places across my shoulders and neck. I have felt it. Those are the ones that come to mind most strongly. But those, there are others that it's almost as if everything just gets bound up and stuck for a second. And in this case, what ends up happening is we're building. There's a powerful energy. It feels big. I get almost scared. And together, we cascade through this place that I think I'm going to reach what I would call a climax, what I would call a physical body orgasm. And I'm touching my own clitoris, like externally, he's inside me. And we're building and building. And now this place happens where I'm noticing, so so powerful, like all of this stuff that comes in, right? To even be present to all of this. I remember there's times, and there still are times, where it's just so much, I can't even, like, whatever is happening is happening, and it's great. But it also can be frustrating. Like, I might be driving towards an orgasm and feeling like I can't get there. That's a real common one in my past, where I want to get this orgasm. I want it. And it's like, I just know it's over the hill. It's right over there, and I'm driving at it, but I'm not allowing it. You know, orgasm is about letting go. So if it's all driving, as I've felt. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel frustrating. It can be uncomfortable. And then maybe if you finally reach it, sometimes that orgasm from that place is incredibly unsatisfying. Like, okay, fine. Like, it let go of some energy. I felt tension release, but it doesn't even feel all that satisfying or satiating anyway. Or sometimes guilt, like guilt and shame came in my past a lot. Well, what happens today is I'm thinking, oh gosh, okay, there might be this one that I'm kind of, you know, it's funny. I'll find myself driving towards these familiar places, like there's that orgasm that I know. And what I find is if I can pause or just shift my awareness slightly or open, just simply open to the possibility something could be different, then things change, doors open. And what a great yes and. When you're driving towards the one door you know, and you know that door opens, great, it feels good, but it's a familiar door. You're like, yep, okay, that's the one kind I knew. Okay, good, you know. But sometimes, when we let go, when we invite that there could be another door, something happens and something changes. And today, something happened, and it wasn't necessarily this huge, blissful, oh, aha moment of change. Sometimes that'll happen too. This one was, and we built this place. I think I'm cascading into a familiar physical body orgasm. Things shift and I feel them shift and the energy is so big and I feel it stuck and I feel this thing in my head, and then all of a sudden these tears rise up and I am screaming it with tears of like harshness, not tears of joy, although this gets tough to put in words, tears of like frustration, of almost anger. But what welled up as the tears moved through, the tears, this is the tears in an orgasmic intensity. So imagining the building of this energy, this is the place that we often don't look at. We often don't let ourselves go to a place of frustrated tears or, you know, in our sex, in our sexuality, in our connection with a partner. We shut it down. We go, oh, I can't cry, you know, I'm with a lover. What are they going to think? Or they're going to think something's wrong with them, or they're going to take it the wrong way, or... But what I want to invite is cultivate the capacity together with yourself and with your partner to let whatever wants to rise up and meet it and just hold space for it. And that's what my lover and I did this morning. Oh my gosh, this big thing moved. I felt this tension. It felt almost, you know, like a headachey, and it was tense, and I'm like, and I just cried like a big releasing. I'm frustrated with the past several months of intensity in my body that I haven't really let myself meet. I'm frustrated with all these things, and it all just went blah. Cried. And did the orgasm happen? I don't know. I don't know that I would name it as one, but a powerful energetic release happened, no doubt. And was that just as important as what I might name as a physical body orgasm, like I need to go get this orgasm? Yes, it was even, it's a yes and again. And as he then, so he held this, I cried, and then we cycled down just a bit, and with things built again, and this time he was building towards his, you know, towards, I could perceive a possible ejaculatory orgasm that he may be approaching. And through my perception, and as I felt that next rising, I could feel and connect with and be with and just let it, you know, and so it was like, I was very aware that part of me was trying to control this. It's not unusual, my control freak self. And yet part of me was going, let it go, release to him, you know, release to divine, release to the path of the energy, allow the love, the connection to just be what it is and trust. And in my case, my partner and I have a deep, deep, connected, powerful history together of the capacity to hold space for each other. And I can feel him meet me, and he met me and just witnessed and held space for the tears and gazed into my eyes through all of the tears. And he loved me. He didn't question He didn't even ask what's wrong. Like, none of that. Because he knew nothing was wrong. It was something that I had to let go. We didn't even, it was just that. But our sometimes what can happen, and I get it, right? We're with a lover. We can be worried. Oh, no, what did I do wrong? Am I hurting you? Blah, blah, blah. And those things, you know, communicate. If something's not feeling good or it's uncomfortable and your lover, you need a shift, you like speak these things so that it's not that question. That question's not there when we, the way we met this. Because we both knew this was whatever needed to move through us, through my body, or at least my experience of it through my body and through his and his way. But it had to move in this way, and both of us holding space to allow it, me, you know, having the courage to let the tears go and the screaming and let it move with big sound and raw territory, and him holding space to go, heck yeah, I meet you, I see you, I allow, you know, I'm gonna be right here with you, I'm not leaving. And that, you know, I'm not leaving, I'm not judging, I'm not going, oh, why, you know, why is this happening, or what did I do wrong, you know, and he's not even questioning me, like, what's wrong with you, or anything like that. That's the power of holding and creating a safe space, of what I call connecting with the healthy masculine within all of us. It doesn't matter how we connect as, or how we relate or identify as genders. This is not a gender discussion. I've been using two genders in this example only because that just happens to be the example I'm using. But this can open up, any of this type of dynamic can open up between two bodies of any gender identity, between one body and divine, you know, between multiple bodies. It's not about just having a female and a male body. In this example, that's what I'm using. So letting ourselves acknowledge the power of holding that safe space, this is the power, the chalice, the crucible of our sexual energy. He and I together, as we co-created that this morning, created a crucible for something to transmute through me. It's what I needed. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. This wasn't some big pleasurable, blissful, orgasmic experience, but it was pleasurable and blissful because it was moving such big energy, but in a different way than what we think of when we think of sex pleasure. We think of orgasm as like, you know, joy and pleasure. Yes, but pleasure and ecstasy and ecstatic states and moving big energy can look a huge number of ways. And the power of listening to those portals of even the edgy bits, of even the raw and the frustrated or the tears and the snot and the crying and like really needing the crucible of that container, or creating that container to create the crucible for that change. Something let go from my body. Something changed in me. And, you know, afterwards, we were able to just hold space and rest, and it felt so deeply satiating. Was it super happy and pleasurable? Yes and no. Again, it had a raw intensity to it that wasn't what I would often name as, like, you know, a real pleasurable orgasm. So this is what I want to invite. Sex as the raw physicality of it can be really profound, in addition to the whole path of connection with our sexual energy. So yes, and sacred sexuality is a life path. Sacred sexuality is sex, full-on connected sex that is about holding space for who we are. You know, and for me in this case this morning, it was, you know, that the way if I had thought about trying to make it something, that's not how I would have created it. So I invite, like, letting ourselves let go of the need to script it out, letting ourselves let go of the scripts we see through most traditional mainstream pornography. Again, not that it's bad, but looking at the way we've been patterned by the way we see things in mainstream media and in mainstream film, and going, let's just release ourselves from those scripts and let our bodies move in the way that they authentically choose to, and what emerges can be incredibly powerful. So with that, a breath of gratitude and a quick break.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Leslie has a new website. It's new and improved and mobile-friendly. Check out radio podcasts, video casts, and more free resources at leslieblackburn.com. The website also has the full class and event schedule, information on private sessions with Leslie, mailing list sign-up, and much more, again, at leslieblackburn.com. Also announcing a new in-person class. Join us for a rare opportunity to experience Leslie's work in Ann Arbor, Michigan. On Saturday, May 13th, Leslie will be sharing her Tantric Energy Exploration Workshop hosted by Align Divine Yoga in Ann Arbor. The class is being offered at a special rate of only $10 in advance or $15 at the door. Space is limited, and you can buy tickets in advance by going to Leslie's website, leslieblackburn.com. Have you ever wanted to attend a class but were a little too nervous about the group setting? Well, here's two options. Sacred Sexuality classes on four new topics are now available by video. You can purchase access to these at the website. And the Tantric Energy Touch Workshop is available as an audio CD. Order online at the website. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives is to subscribe to the email newsletter by clicking on the link on the website, again, leslieblackburn.com. Also, Leslie's Sacred Sexuality videocast airs monthly. You can choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be a part of the conversation live or just sit back and take it in. See details at the website to join in. The next one is Wednesday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern. A reminder that Leslie is available for speaking engagements and for private sessions. More information at the website, leslieblackburn.com. And now, back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, my love. So thank you all for listening in and joining us today for this beautiful exploration of the path of sacred sexuality. I invite you to take a breath, reconnect with your body, feeling the deep space of the pelvis, the womb space, the lower energetic centers, and letting yourself connect with Earth. And with that breath to connect with Earth, letting go of anything that's complete, as you inhale to reclaim your sexual sovereignty, reclaiming your power of choice, your power of listening to your body, your power of creating the safe space for you to be fully alive. With deep gratitude, namaste.
Thank you for joining us today for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Thanks, everyone, and have a beautiful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.